Here now exclusively, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, combat veteran, and major in the Army National Guard. She is campaigning tonight in New Hampshire. Thank you very much, Congresswoman Gabbard. Good to have you here tonight.
Thank you, Martha. Appreciate the opportunity.
So obviously you think this is heading in a very bad direction. What do you think happens next?
Well, we've got to be clear-eyed about the situation that we are in, that inching closer, actually more than inching, speeding towards an all-out war with Iran would make the wars that we've seen in Iraq and in Afghanistan look like a picnic. It will be far more costly in lives and American taxpayer dollars, and all towards accomplishing what goal, what objective? I think that's really at the crux of this decision that President Trump made to take out Soleimani. We've got to make sure that our commander-in-chief is making decisions that are based on the best interests of the safety and security of the American people, our own national security, and that's not what's happened here.
All right. So put yourself for a moment in the White House, in the Oval Office. You have a situation where tankers are being hit. You have a situation where an American contractor is killed, and then you have the embassy that we built. It is sovereign United States territory under attack. What would you do?
Well, actually work to de-escalate the situation. We've got to recognize that these things didn't just happen overnight. These things began with Trump's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear agreement, choosing to move away from diplomacy, further escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran, escalating crippling sanctions, a modern-day siege against Iran, sending more and more troops to the region, further escalating tensions, and designating Iran's military as a terrorist organization, right, further escalating this conflict with Iran, something that's never been done by any country anywhere in the world before.
Right.
And this is where he has not put the national security interests of our country first. I just want to finish this because there's two main points here of how he has undermined our national security. Number one, every day that goes on that Iran is not in the nuclear agreement and just, I think, yesterday announced that they're no longer abiding by any restrictions that were part of that agreement, that means they're closer to developing a nuclear weapon capability, putting us and the world at risk. And number two, because our forces in Iraq, for example, are no longer going to be focusing on defeating and ensuring that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are not allowed a resurgence, our commander there yesterday just said, we're not doing that anymore because now our troops have to focus on Iran, allowing ISIS and Al-Qaeda to create and mount a resurgence that puts us and our national security at risk.
There are plenty of people who agree with you, and then there are people on the other side of the equation who say when you are presented with intelligence, and members of Congress are going to hear what that intelligence was, I imagine, on Wednesday, or at least a little bit more information on these imminent threats, and you don't take the target of opportunity to take this person out who is behind those threats to American citizens and American military, you take a risk of having people then turn back to you and say, how could you have allowed our people, our military, to be made vulnerable by this attack when you knew you had the opportunity to take this guy out? And I want you to listen for just a second to Sergeant Bartlett, who has been a frequent guest on this program, when he talked to us the other night about the IED that was Iranian-made that blew him up and changed his life and took away his friends. Watch this.